This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mesechtes Shabbos, Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Aleph, Kol Kisvei HaKoydish, Matzilin Oysein, Ipnei HaDleiko. If a fire breaks out in a courtyard, all holy books, including Nevi'im and Kesuvim, may be rescued and carried to a nearby courtyard in the same alleyway, even if there is no Erev connecting them. Bein she'koyrin bohen, bein she'ein koyrin bohen. This is whether or not they are used for the Haftarah. V'af al pi she'kesuvim b'chol lashon, t'unim geniza. If they are written in other languages, they require geniza, but may not be carried outside without an Erev even to rescue them from fire. Umipnei ma en kairin bohen, mipnei bitul beis medrash. Nevi'im and kesuvim that are not used for the Haftarah may not be read at all on Shabbos, since they draw people's interest and prevent them from going to the beis medrash to hear the halacha shir. Matzilin tik ha-sefer im ha-sefer. Holy books may be saved together with their bag. V'tik ha-tfilin im ha-tfilin. Similarly, tfilin may be saved with their tfilin bag. V'af al pi shiesh b'toichen mois. It may be saved with all the bag's contents, even if they have money inside. U'leheichon matzilin oison. All the above things may be carried through an alleyway that is closed on three sides and has a lechi on the fourth. Ben Beseira Omer af lamafulosh. Ben Beseira permits it even if the alleyway has no lechi on the fourth side, and that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Shabbos Perik Tezayin Mishnah Beis. Matzilin mazon shalosh seudos haro'u la'adam la'adam. One may also rescue food that is necessary for the three Shabbos meals. Food that is appropriate for people may be rescued for people. Haro'u la'behema la'behema. And food that's appropriate for animals may be rescued for animals. Ketzad, for example, Nafla Daleko Balele Shabbos, Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Sudais. If the fire broke out Friday night before the first Shabbos meal, one may rescue food for all three meals. Bashachris, Matzilin Mazon Shte Sudais. If it broke out Shabbos morning before the second meal, one may rescue food for two meals. Bamincha mazon suda achas. If it broke out in the afternoon before the third meal, one may rescue food for one meal. Rabbi Yosi Omer la'olam matzilin mazon shalosh sudos. Rabbi Yosi said that whenever the fire breaks out, one may always rescue food for all three meals. Since once permission was granted, we do not distinguish when the rescue is done. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Gimel, Matzilin Sal Malei Kikaros. If a basket contains loaves of bread, one need not pull out and rescue only those loaves necessary for the Shabbos meals. Va'af al pi sheyesh bo mei seudos, one may save the entire basket even if it is enough for 100 meals. V'igul shel develo, the same is true of a cake of pressed figs. V'chovis shel yayin, or a barrel of wine. One may save the entire thing, no matter how large it is. One may also invite others to come and take for themselves. If they are clever and realize this is permitted, they may then return the food to its owner after Shabbos and ask for payment for their efforts. Lehechin matzilin oison lechotzer hamoireves. Unlike the holy books that may be carried throughout the alleyway, food may only be carried into a courtyard that has an eruv. Ben Beseira Oimer Afl She'enai Ma'ayreves. Ben Beseira permits even a courtyard without an eruv. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Shabbos Perik Tes Zayin Mishnah Dalid Ulisham Maitzi Kol Kli Tashmishai. To such a courtyard, each sage, according to his opinion, one may also carry all the utensils he will need for the Shabbos meals. V'loivish kol mash yochel lilbaish. One may put on all the layers of clothing he is capable of wearing. V'oitev kol mash yochel la'atev. And wrap himself in all the cloaks he is capable of wearing. This is in order to carry them outside. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shmoyne Eser Kelim. Rabbi Yossi said that he may wear only the 18 garments that are normally worn, without unnecessary additional layers. V'chozer v'loivish u'maitzi. He may then go outside, take them off, and go back inside to put on more clothing to take them out too. V'omer la'acherim bo v'atzilu imi. He may also invite others to come and take for themselves. That's the end of Mishnah Dalad. Masechtas Shabbos, Perik Tes Zayin, Mishnah Hey. Rab Shimon ben Nanis Oimer, Person or Shel Gedi, Agabi Shida, Teva Umigdal, Sheochas Bohem Es Haor, Mipnei Shehu Mecharech. Rab Shimon ben Nanis said that if a chest, or a box, or a closet caught on fire, one may spread on it the moist skin of a kid goat. This is to prevent the fire from spreading. V'oisin mechitza b'chol hakelim, bein meleim, bein rekonim, b'shvil shelo ta'avor hadleiko. One may also make a barrier out of jugs, whether filled with water or empty, in order to prevent the spread of the fire. Reb Yossi Oiser Bekli Beres Chadoshim Malayin Mayim. Reb Yossi forbids using new earthenware jugs filled with water. Lefi she'ein icholin lekabel es ha'or vein mizbakiyin umechaben es hadleiko. Since they cannot stand the heat and will break and pour out water to extinguish the fire. And that's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechta Shabbos, Perik Tezayin, Mishnah Vav. Nachri Sheba Lechabois, Ein Oimrim Loi Kabe, Va'al Tekabe, Memnei She'ein Shviyasasa Aleihem. One may not ask a goy to extinguish the fire, but if he comes to do it without being asked, one need not prevent him, since we are not commanded to make goyim rest on Shabbos. Avol kotin sheba lechabois ein shemien loy mimnei sheshvisasai alehen. However, if a child comes to extinguish the fire, one must prevent him from doing so, since we are commanded to make our children rest on Shabbos. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechta Shabbos, Perik Tezayin, Mishnah Zayin, Koifin ka'ora agabi haner b'shvil shelo te'echez ba'koira. One may place an upside-down bowl over a candle to prevent it from setting fire to the rafters, while making sure not to extinguish the fire. V'al tzoya shel katan, or to cover a chicken's excrement to prevent a child from getting dirty from it. V'al akrov shelo tishach, or over a scorpion to prevent it from stinging. Omar Rebbe Yehuda, ma'isa bo lefnei Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai ba'orov v'omar. Rabbi Yehuda argued that once they caught a scorpion in a place called Orev, and when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was asked about it, He said that they might be liable for it. Since the scorpion was not chasing anyone, he did not feel that it was a case of pikuach nefesh. And that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masech to Shabbos, Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Ches, Nachri, Shehidlik Esaner, Mishtamish La'ira Yisrael. If a goy lit a candle for himself, Jews may also benefit from its light. The Imbishvil Yisrael Aser, if he lit it for a Yid, then Jews may not benefit from it. Mile Mayim Lahashkais Behemtai, if a goy drew water from a well in Rishos HaRabim in order to let his animal drink, Mashke Acharav Yisrael, Jews may give the remaining water to their own animals. Ve'im Bishvil Yisrael Aser, if he drew the water for a Jew, they may not. Aser Goy Kevesh Leirid Bay Yairid Acharav Yisrael, if a Goy built a ram in order to descend from a boat onto the shore, a Yid may descend after him. Ve'im Bishvil Yisrael Aser, if he built it for a Jew, they may not. Maisa Berban Gamliel Uzakenim Shayabayan Besvino. For also Goy Kevesh Leirid Bay, for Yardu Bay Rabban Gamliel Uzakenim. One time, Rabban Gamliel and the sages were traveling by boat, and the guy made a ramp by which to descend. So they descended after him. And that's the end of Mishnah Ches.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.